All of the efforts by government at the moment is to make sure that the transmission of the COVID-19 is as limited as possible. And Cindy, from the efforts I'm reading about, they're also trying to make sure that it doesn't hit the township or the informal settlements, because once that happens, it really will be a catastrophe for this country. Epidemiologist and research fellow at the Center for Rural Health at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Dr. Jody Boffa, joins me on the line now. Jody, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Do we have even an inkling of an appreciation of how serious the situation is going to be once COVID-19 hits the townships?
Well, what people have to understand is certainly if you're living in a big home, it's very easy to self-isolate if you have running water and toilet facilities and all of those things. But if you're living in an informal settlement or in some of the townships where housing is very closely spaced, we're looking at a very different situation.
From previous, I suppose, viruses and epidemics that we've had to contend with, what is the general pattern of spread, if one can ask that question very loosely, when it comes to informal settlements and townships?
Well, to be honest, I work in tuberculosis primarily, which is an airborne disease that is it spreads much less easily than COVID-19. And we do see, of course, that in places where people share a lot of space, it does tend to proliferate. Also in places where people live in poverty, just because they have so many other comorbidities to contend with, including HIV. The one thing I can say about the situation where people are living in shacks is, in terms of TB spreading, it is some physicians have actually suggested that there's less spread because of the cracks in the walls and the air getting out. But when we're talking about COVID-19 and things being touched and things being shared, it would be much more difficult to contain, especially considering places where people don't have running water in their house and they have a shared tap or pit latrines that they share that they have to go outside to use.
Because those are certain things that we take for granted, don't we? I mean, I walk into my apartment and the first thing I do is wash my hands. I walk into my kitchen because of the structure of the apartment and where the lift is situated. And the first thing I do is wash my hands, regardless of whether or not I've just come from a place where hand sanitizer was used. I have running water that will allow me to do so. I have a fair amount of space that will allow me to self-isolate, as you alluded to earlier, whereas these things are not available at all for people living in Khayelitsha, in Fuleni, in Delft, in Dunoon, and such areas in Cape Town.
Yes, and let's let's be aware also that in Khayelitsha there are spaces where there's very good housing, and people are going to be able to do that. It's more the informal settlement areas of these places that are going to be of more concern, because people can't just go out to the tap, and there might be people living within those spaces that are sort of the prime risk group. So the elderly and potentially people who have undiagnosed TB or something like that.
The buzzword at the moment is flattening the curve. And as I said in my introduction to our conversation, the president and this administration is seemingly and demonstrably doing everything possible to make sure that we delay that moment when COVID-19 presents itself in a township or in an informal settlement particularly. Are you pleased with efforts by government and the measures that they've put in place so far to try and ensure that we delay as much as possible first local transmission of COVID-19 within a township scenario?
Absolutely. Listen, people love to complain about the government, but we have a very evidence-based health minister. We have since Aaron Motsoaledi was in power, and they have really gotten behind everything, all of the lessons that have come from China, from Italy, that the WHO has been spreading, and they've gotten on it faster than most Western countries have, because they understand what the implications are for this country if they don't move quickly. So I'm very pleased with the response, and especially the WhatsApp group. That has the potential to reach people pretty much everywhere, because smartphones are proliferate throughout this country, no matter what your level of income.
Let me part ways, Jody, by asking the question that a listener brought to our attention in the previous hour. Should the president be deploying the army, or is it too early?
In my opinion, I do think we have to start to consider spaces where people are still continuing to gather, especially as Easter is coming upon us. And we know that there are some spaces where churches will be gathering en masse in much greater quantities than you can imagine at a small shebeen somewhere. Those are the gatherings that I'm more concerned about, and that is where I think we have to start planning to act right away.
We'll leave it there, Jody. Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Dr. Jody Boffa is an epidemiologist and research fellow at the Center for Rural Health at the University of KwaZulu-Natal.